everyone, welcome back to JF 101 podcast. I'm Mizuki.
And I'm Aida.
So, last week or 2 weeks ago, we asked our followers on Instagram if they have any topic requests or questions that they want to ask us. And we picked one of those questions and we're going to answer that today.
Mm-hmm.
This person asked about our tips on how to take notes, or more specifically, like how we took our notes and stuff in classes when we were studying abroad. So that's going to be today's topic. So before recording this episode, we were talking about it and we were like, do you have any tips like that you have? And we both don't really have any like generalized tips to give you guys, but we do have some like our own methods that we implemented while taking notes. So I guess that's what we're going to focus on today. And Aida has more than I do, so.
I'm not sure about that, but yeah, let's talk about it.
Please share with the class.
Yeah, but it's not like a legit like thingy that I can call as a like method.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was majoring both arts and science. So the note-taking method that I was using was depends on the subject.
Uh-huh.
So for like arts classes, like the professors talks a lot, like compared to the science classes.
Mm.
You get it? Like, you know, yeah. In the like sociology or like other like media studies courses that I was
like
taking.
It's more like lecture.
Yeah, it's more like professors talks for like hour, like nonstop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in those classes that the professors talk so fast and like nonstop for like hour or 2 hours, like there wasn't any like way for us to stop taking notes. Like we have to like keep taking like notes on like PC, like nonstop, you know?
Oh, that professor didn't provide like slides or anything?
Oh, some courses, no.
That's pretty brutal.
I know, like, so, yeah, we ask for the professors to make some slides and give us before the lecture, but, like, they were like, that's not my style. And I was like, okay.
That sucks. In those,
yeah, I know. So, in those classes that the professors talk nonstop for an hour and, like, 2 hours, like, I had to, like, take notes on my PC nonstop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in those classes, I didn't have any like legit method or like any tips on note takings. But especially for arts courses, I didn't have any tips for note taking during the lecture itself. But for like studying for exams, I did have kind of like note taking tips for myself to get more productive, I guess. So, which was like, nandaro. Tonikaku kaki, zenbu kaku mitaina.
Like after the lecture, as a fukushu, you kind of just like lay everything on a piece of paper?
Yeah, sort of.
Mm.
And for those like lectures, which the exam is like multiple choice type of questions, I kind of make some questions by myself from the lecture notes so that I can guess like what kind of questions gonna be on the exam. So that was one of the tips, I guess. Do you understand?
Yeah. You kind of come up with your own questions to prepare for exams.
Mm-hmm. And like even like during when I was leading all the lecture notes and also all the lecture materials and all the leadings as well, I try to like make some questions by myself for the exams. If the exam is like multiple choice type of exam.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just like pull those off from like Quizlet and call it a day.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, Quizlet.
You did?
Yeah.
Quizlet was my lifesaver.
No, I try to like keep myself like using Quizlet like for multiple times, but like I couldn't.
Why didn't you like it?
I think I liked writing on notes like better than like taking notes on laptop and like making like quizzes on laptop. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I was more old type student where have to like write down all my notes to like memorize everything.
No, same. Oh. I like to write down things too. Mm-hmm. I just pull questions from Quizlet and just... Because I'm too lazy to come up with my own.
Yeah.
There are some, like, assignments where we had to come up with our own questions and, like, submit those questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to help some of my friends with that, too. And they were like, can you help with, like, my assignment? And I was like, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but sure.
Oh, you're so good at making quizzes.
I don't think I was help at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least, like, she could submit her questions then. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
So for those arts courses, I was making questions by myself to memorize for the exams. And yeah, it's not, I don't think I can call as method or like tips, but like even for science courses, such as like math or statistics lectures, I was like, just keep solving as many questions as possible. So it's not like something that I can call as note-taking method. Yeah. But you know, there is like multiple note-taking methods, such as like Cornell note-taking method, you know? And I think that's the only one that I know.
That's the only one that I know too. It's very so popular.
I tried to use the Cornell method for arts courses as well. But like, I was like, it's not suitable for me.
Yeah. I don't really like to set rules, so I'll just do whatever I feel like doing. Sometimes I take notes, sometimes I don't. If the professor provides slides, then I don't take anything that's written on the slide, because like, to me, that's a waste of time to just like trace everything on my, you know, notes when I can just like pull it off. Off of like, what was the app that we used? Canvas.
No.
Is it Canva or Canvas? I always like get confused.
No, it's Canvas, I guess.
Canvas, yeah. So I didn't really take notes. But if I do take notes, it's like things that aren't on the slides that professors kind of add on to it. Or when like professors tell his own kind of story. Because those stories do like help kind of visualize things sometimes. So I just write down whatever the professor says that I think would be important, or I think it would be helpful for me to memorize whatever it is. And I also write down like students' questions, because like students ask questions and the professor answers, or other students like answer those. And to me, I think they're really helpful to kind of navigate what we're learning, because like, I think all questions are kind of valid and helpful. So I just like to write down whatever the students ask, and yeah.
Yeah, those questions from other students, and also some like ideas that professors talked in the lecture is pretty important in order to like write essays or like some long answer for the long questions during the exams.
Yeah.
So that you can add on, and you can have some what was that? Like, even if you didn't answer the question correctly, but you still get point, like some point. What was that? So like, even if you didn't answer the question correctly on the exam, you can get partial marks.
Yeah. What is it in Japanese?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
なんだろうね. Yeah, I don't even know if Japanese like university has those kind of rules.
I don't know about universities, but I remember in like high school when I was doing math and stuff, like I protested to my teacher being like, give me like 1 point. Like, dude, I did this. Like, give me at least 1 point, you know?
Yeah. I think it's called the partial point.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ついかてんじゃないよね。
Partial point? あ、部分点だ、 部分点。
部分点っていうのがあるの、日本にも。
部分点って言うかな? まあ、それはそんなことはどうでもよくて。
So, partial point. So, like, as long as you, like something the professor said in your essays or like in your long answer type of questions on exam, you can get partial point. So it's kind of important to take those notes from the like lecture and also the questions from other students. It always helps for sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, and sometimes not.
And I would say, like, professors always emphasize things that they want you to remember. They're like, remember this part.
Not always.
Well, not always. It depends on the professor, especially, like, if it's a kind professor, they're going to, like, repeat it. Mm-hmm. But if not, they don't give a shit. But some of my professors were, like, obvious with those kind of stuff. They're like, I'm saying it 100 times. You better, you better, you know? Mm-hmm. So whenever, like, it's repeatedly said, I just write it down and just circle it with, like, marks and stuff. So that's one. I remember when I was taking psychology, like, my professor, like, kept saying, like, frontal lobe. Remember, frontal lobe. I was like, okay. Frontal lobe. Got it. Got it.
Oh, you still remember.
That's good. And it was in the test, so it's important, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
For me, I'm very much a visual person. I like to go in from a visual point of view. So, like, I just sometimes write some, like, little drawing or little graph so I can visualize things and remember things that way. Because I'm not really good with words. Like, words never really stick to me. So, I just like to visualize it myself and make it make sense in my head, if that makes sense. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about, like, did I draw any pictures or, like, any graphs during lectures? But I was more type of person who liked and remember. So
some people, you know, learn better from listening. And some people is better with visual. Some people is better with writing. So I think it's best to, like, kind of figure out your own style and see what sticks to you the most. Like, I'm not really a type to kind of, like, look back on all the notes and be like, oh, yeah, you know.
What?
I sometimes write things and I look back and I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know what I wrote, you know. So it's just, like, a waste of time and a waste of energy.
Yeah, like, sometimes, like, you satisfy with just writing notes and at the end of the day, like, there was nothing in your head.
It's like not useful at all.
What important is, like, you have to find the way of studying that fits yourself. Like,
because note taking ultimately, you know, ties into, like, how you study and how you prepare for exams. So it's not just, like, within the class, but it's more like after classes, like, how you're going to utilize that note to your advantage.
Yeah.
My notes is so messy and not clean, not pretty. I don't want to show it to anybody.
Same.
Yeah. It's not pretty. I'm not one of those people who, like, highlight everything and then all the letters have to be so clean and neat. I was like, I don't care. I'm only going to be the one, you know, looking at it. So.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I was always, like, buying cheap notes from dollar store. And cheap notebook from dollar store. And, like, it was, like, 400 pages notebook for, like, $3. And I keep, like, lighting.
Yeah, same. And, like, since we're talking about, like, studying abroad, I don't know. It depends on the person, I think. But some people probably write with English and some probably write with Japanese, whichever is comfortable for them. I personally just wrote it in English. But, you know, I don't know every single word. So, like, I'm really bad at spelling. So there are words that I just didn't know how to spell. So I would either, like guess the spelling and write it down and figure out later, or I will write what I hear in katakana and I will figure it out later. It's like, professor said this, so I'm just gonna write down the hiragana that I, you know, the sound that I heard, and I'll just figure out later. So that's how I survived.
Yeah, I think I was doing the same thing as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing you can do, really, right?
Yeah, like, in the lecture, like, you can, like, search up, like, every single word that you don't know. So, yeah, you have to write in katakana and search it up later. Yeah.
There's no time to do that.
Yeah, there's no time.
Literally no time. Like, as you're searching, you're just going to miss 100 new information. So you have to, focus on the lecture. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Oh, and I don't know.
Again, I don't know if this is considered as note-taking tips, but I was, like, making notes only for studying for the exams. So it's like if you are taking, like, I don't know, sociology 101 course and you had one, like, final exam, I did have, like, a notebook for the lecture, but also I was making notes only for exams, you know?
Like you said earlier, like, there's a notebook for the class and then you kind of summarize it later for exam.
Yeah. But those, like, notes that I was making just for the exams, I was making it on my laptop and, like, type everything on my, like, I don't know, words or what was the word for MacBook.
I was using words too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But I wasn't using it. Oh, pages.
Pages? I've never heard of that.
Pages or Google Drive. I was using Google Drive. Mm-hmm. But so I was, I made a note on Google Docs and printed out every note and, like, read every pages every day to, like, memorize. But sometimes you cannot, like, memorize from through readings, so I had to, like, lie down again. So for exams, I was making notes only for exams on my laptop and printed out everything, and I was reading that every day until the exam.
That sounds exhausting. Sounds like a lot of work. But, you know, like, as you're doing that work, you're kind of, like, memorizing as you're, like, making those questions. So I think it's really effective, actually. Mm. But some lazy people like me just pull it out from the internet.
Yeah, I think I should have used more materials that others made.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, speaking of materials online, there are websites where students, like, submit their own notes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not, like, free, I don't think. They cost...
Yeah, it's not free.
Yeah, it's not, like, totally free.
But I think
free.
If you upload your notes and you can get some, like, credit and or, like, some, I don't know, points that you can use to download others' notes.
Yeah, I've tried it, but, like, my notes is, like, nothing, so, like, it didn't attract anyone, which is fine.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, it's not totally free, but you can, like, utilize those websites to, you know, see other students' notes and learn it off of their notes, which is another way.
Mm. Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of sad that I was talking this in other episode as well, but, like, in, like, bachelor degree, like, not, like, master level, the, like, kind of, like, the purpose, not the purpose, but, like, the goal for the lecture is to just remember everything, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not, like, something that you actually study for the topic, but at the, you know, like...
It's like building vocabs, literally.
Yeah. Vocabs and, like, you know, I don't know. So that kind of sad. But, like, if you are studying in the university, it's university, like,
uni, college.
大学院が...
Grad school.
Oh, yeah, Glasgow. Yeah. So, never mind. So, if you're, like, studying abroad in university level, then I think you need to come up with the method for the note takings that you can actually memorize everything.
Yes. It's easy when the professor is, like, a really good professor and they do a really good job kind of making you engage, you know, in the class, and you don't really have to memorize it, because, like, if I'm actively there, actively present in the class, then like it doesn't take much for me to like memorize what happened in the class and what we discussed and stuff.
Yeah, you just got everything from the lecture.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good lecture, but if it's like a literal lecture where the professors are just like, this is this and this, and like we're all just like staring at the slide and like not engaging at all, and then it's hard to memorize.
And you know, you were talking about like sometimes the professors emphasize the important vocabs or like topics in the lecture, but what's actually important is the professors have to like explain like why does the important topic, you know, and some professors don't really like talk deeply about why the topic is important, but like, you know, just remember because it's important. It's going to be on the exam.
I hate that. I hate that. Like, there are people who can be like, just memorize. You know, it doesn't matter. Just memorize because it's going to be on the test. I'm not one of those people. I need to know why to kind of connect everything in my head to remember anything. So it was really frustrating when like I couldn't figure out why. Like, why do I have to remember this? Like, I don't get it. I hated that. Yeah.
I know.
Like, just memorize. And I'm like, I can't. I physically can't. My brain is not wired like that, you know?
I mean, we can, but like...
No, I can't.
Oh. Never mind.
I can't. I really can't. So yeah, I get that 100%. So what did you use primarily for like note-taking?
For arts courses, mainly laptop. And for science, like math and statistics, I use notebook.
And then to summarize those notes, you use iPad?
No, laptop.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me that.
I actually didn't have iPad in my college life.
Didn't you say, like, I forgot which episode, but you said, like, maybe it's a senior year, like, taking notes on iPad became, like, popular on social media, essentially. So you felt left out and you kind of bought it.
In 2020. iPad became the thing. And so I got my iPad after I got back to Japan because of COVID. And sort of for the last semester, I used iPad, but it was during pandemic and most of the lectures was online. So I was using laptop more than iPad.
I don't remember taking notes during the pandemic, my last year of college. Did I take notes? I don't know. I don't remember. Like, everything was, like, provided for us. Yeah. So I don't think I took any notes, really. And I can't take notes on my laptop. And
you
the reason
can't?
Why is... I can't. And the reason why is because I'm a very slow typer.
Oh.
And, like I said, I suck at spelling. So, those two combined, like, I can never, like, catch up with anything. So I did have my laptop open, but I didn't really like take notes on my laptop.
So what if the professor is the type of the person like who talks for like nonstop for like hour and you cannot type on laptop or you just like listen to him or her speaking?
Yeah, I just mainly listen and take notes on my paper note. Like whatever I feel like it's important, I just write it down. I don't know. I feel like more engaged when I use my hands during classes. I don't know. Something doesn't click when I use my laptop as notes. So I just like to use like regular notebook.
So we're using laptop just for like writing assignments.
Yeah. Especially during like study abroad. Yeah. When I went to college here in Japan, I had my laptop open and I did like take some notes on my laptop because like I hardly ever like took notes when I was in Japan.
What?
I don't know why.
How?
I don't know why. But like, you know, they had like slides and stuff, so.
Oh, and I heard that in like Japanese, it's kind of funny that I heard about like, I heard that in Japanese university, the professor gives students resume.
Resume?
Yeah, like A4 paper.
Like a summary?
The summary
of the
lecture, yeah.
Some people do, yeah, not all.
Oh.
Some people like to hand out like, this is today's agenda. And we just look at it. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, some people did that actually. Mm-hmm. So I just like write things on that paper. Mm. Yeah, so I didn't really take notes that much. But when I was in the States, first of all, the desks are tiny.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know.
The desks are tiny. So I can't have both my laptop and my notebook mm-hmm. on the fucking tiny ass desks.
Yeah.
So I had to ditch my, you know, mm-hmm. laptop. So I just like wrote it down because that's what I prefer. And I asked my professor for permission to like search whatever I want on my phone. Because like some professors don't like students like looking on their phone, even if it's like for the class, like looking up stuff. And like I do look up some words, some vocabs, like, you know, during lecture. So I just went up to the professor and be like, I'm Japanese, like, can I use my phone sometimes to look up some vocabs? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. So I use my phone and my notebook mainly. And also, like, I feel like with paper notes, it's easier to, like, highlight stuff.
I don't know. I'm not sure about it.
Really? Because, like, all you have to do is, like, circle it or, like, underline it with, like, a different colored pen. But on laptop, I don't know, you have to, like, drag it.
Oh, yeah. Laptop, yeah, yes. But, like, iPad.
With iPad, yeah. I'm really awkward with, like, writing stuff on my iPad. It's too slippery.
I know.
Yeah.
So, but now, like, you know, college students use iPad, laptop, and paper notebook.
Mm-hmm. Very bougie.
I know.
I don't think I ever saw any students using iPad when I was in college.
Oh.
I don't think so. Most of them were, like, laptop.
Because, yeah, the trend started from 2020.
Yeah. Like, making it all pretty and organized.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they do it after class, you know, to summarize it like you did. I'm pretty sure. I mean, this isn't like a tip, but sometimes I recorded everything.
Oh.
Sometimes I voice recorded all the class. And when I was studying after the class, when I was doing the 復習, I sometimes listen to the sections where I was studying, and yeah, I sometimes did that. I sometimes did that, not always, but especially the first semester, like I wouldn't like listen back to all of them, but I did like record some of them just in case and listen back to it sometimes. Mm. And my other Japanese 留学生 also did that with all her classes, and she like listened back to all of them. Mm-hmm. And when she was doing her studying, like her 復習, so
whoa,
is it a good method? No, it's no. It's not. It's not that it's not good. It's not efficient.
It's
not efficient. But you might find it helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to, like, record your class just to feel safe, I guess, then you can do that, I guess. Mm. Yeah. Don't, like, not video recording. Voice recording, I mean. Mm-hmm. Just to clarify. Yeah,
what's the point of video recording?
Yeah, just to clarify.
Yeah.
It does help, though, like, sometimes. Because, mm-hmm. like, when things are, like, going so fast and professors and students are talking so fast, like, I can't take notes on everything they're discussing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I'm studying, I'm like, what were they saying? Like, what was the thing that they were discussing? Or, like, there was this specific word that they threw around that lecture, but I can't, like, remember. So I just, like, pull out the recording and figure it out like that sometimes.
Yeah, that helps sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think if I'm back in college now, I think I'll use either Google Meet or Microsoft Teams to use auto script. Yeah.
I tried doing that, but it was a mess.
Oh yeah, back in like 2020, like
yeah, especially during COVID.
Yeah,
I tried doing it, mm-hmm. but it was all wonky.
Yeah,
so I gave up. But you know, that's one method too, I guess. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with questions? Like I said, I helped some of my friends mm-hmm. with their assignments that they had to come up with some questions and like answers and submit those. And it was super hard.
Was it?
Yeah. Like, oh. I don't know how people do it sometimes, so, like...
Maybe I was good at it.
Yeah, maybe you're good. Yeah, I mean, I think you're good at it.
Yeah, I mean, like, to feel the professor's mind.
Read their minds.
Yeah. And, like, think about, like, if you are a professor and, like, what kind of questions you give to the students. And then I'll be like, oh, maybe this whole, the sections can be a question.
Yeah, like, and as you said before, that the phrases that professors, like, keep repeating many times in the lecture, and that's going to be the important topic for the exam as well. So I kind of make questions following those topics in the lectures.
Mm-hmm.
And but it only works if the exams, multiple choice type of exams.
Yeah, or if it's like fill in the blank or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true, that's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially in U of T, like, most of the first year lectures were, like, multiple choice questions. So, like, in my Sociology 101 lecture, the final exam was, like, 100 multiple choice questions. And you got it in, like, 3 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
100? That's a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, like, one question is 1 point. So, if you lost one question, you lost 1 point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what if you have, like, 30 questions that you're not, you're unsure about it? Like,
that's the worst.
You're, like, you're sure that you lose 30 points.
Yeah.
So, you cannot leave the room.
True.
Until you figure out, like, what the correct answer is, so.
True, true.
So, 3 hours isn't that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much pressure and... Yeah.
I think everyone has a love-hate relationship with multiple choice.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, I love it because it's less effort.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't know, then I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no way that you can get the partial point, so.
Exactly. But, like, with essay questions, too, like, if you don't know, you can't write anything, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's another disaster, too.
Yeah, but there is no way that you cannot, like, any, like, single words on, like, the essay, so.
I don't know. If you don't know anything, or if you didn't study for it at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but.
Then, like, you don't know where to start. Like, mm-hmm. What do you want from me, you know?
True, true.
Yeah. I've bullshitted my way through some essay questions a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case, I just, like, write whatever I remember from that lecture and, like, write it down and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Please give me partial points. Mm-hmm. I wrote this tango, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happened to me as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was one of the nightmare. The Sociology 101 exam.
Sociology.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks when you remember the slide, you remember mm-hmm. the section where you learned that, but you didn't look into it that much, thinking like, this is not going to be that important. It's mm-hmm. it's not going to, you know, be on the test. But when you're like taking the exam and you see that specific part, and you're like, oh, I know which slide it is. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what was written on it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I'm like, damn it. Like, I should have read it. You know, I hate that feeling.
Yeah. So, and my roommate back in first year was also taking the Sociology 101 course. So mm-hmm. me and my roommate was making questions together and like giving the questions each other. So that helps a lot.
That's nice to have someone study with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't study with other people. I get distracted so easily.
Mm. It's not like I was studying with her like every day, but you know, I was living with her, so.
Yeah. Might as well, you know, as well talk about it. Go over some points, you know.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything more.
Yeah. I mean, if you literally want note taking tips, then just follow Cornell.
Cornell. Try out Cornell.
Yeah, Cornell. And that's the one, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good method. Mm-hmm. I just don't follow it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's pretty much how we survived college with mm-hmm. note-taking. I think our best advice is to, like, figure out your own style. Mm-hmm. Like, figure out what works for you in class and also after class when you're studying for exam, because ultimately it's for exam and you need materials to study. So I think the best thing you can do is to figure out your own style and what works for you. Okay, so that's pretty much it for today's episode. If you have any requests, you can write it in the Google... I always forget. Google Sheets.
Google Form.
Google Form. Mm-hmm. So please let us know if you have any questions or requests. So yeah, thank you so much for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.